During the regular school year, children learn and they get fed. And so during the summer, there's some concern about kids who live in poverty.
They're not really sure where their next meal is going to come from. It's an issue that I don't think a lot of people in this area are aware of.
Jim Deegan is manager of the Janesville School District's Food and Nutrition Services. His district is expanding its summer meal programs from 9 meal sites last summer to 15 this year. The Summer Food Service Program is a federal program which reimburses school districts and other providers for meals that are served to kids 18 or younger for free in low-income areas. Amy Colano is a statewide coordinator with the Department of Public Instruction.
We have 121 schools this year that plan on participating in the Summer Food Service Program, and we typically are increasing that number by anywhere between 17 and 20 schools a year.
Colano says last summer, 103 schools in the state offered free summer lunches, so this year's total is already 17% higher than that.
I think partly it's due to the economy, and there's just so many more schools that qualify for the program. People are seeing the need for the program in the summer months and recognizing that children may not be getting the nutritious meals that they normally get during the school year. And so I think it's really coming from the community.
To participate, a school has to have 50% or more of its students qualify for free and reduced lunches. Colano says the federal government's reimbursement typically covers most of the costs. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.